Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Knee pain is a common complaint that affects people of all ages, from kids to elderly adults. What do you do if you've got knee pain? Can you work out? Should you be working out? Should you ice? Should you brace? Do you stay off of it? Do you put it up? I mean, these questions, I get them every single day, and we are going to answer as many of them today as we can. My guest is Dr. Andrew Gregory. He's an associate professor of orthopedics and pediatrics at Vanderbilt University School of Medicine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Gregory. So knee pain, so common. What is usually the reason for knee pain?
So if you don't have an injury and your knee is just hurting, it's usually from an overuse mechanism. So meaning doing too much of a certain activity is usually what causes it. If you're young, and by young I mean still growing, it's oftentimes the growth plates that are injured. If you are an adult and over 35, and oftentimes it's arthritis. In between the young and the older adult is usually tendonitis. And so there are various causes that are different depending on how old you are and are treated differently depending on what exactly it is.
Okay, so you start to experience knee pain. Sometimes I tell people, Dr. Gregory, first let's take a look at your feet, because sometimes if their arch is falling or their gait has changed or their shoes are bad or anything along those lines, I always kind of start with the simplest solution and see if that works. You know, sometimes it does. And then we're lucky, you know, because it was just something small, as you say, an overuse or even just a misalignment. So is that a correct way to sort of start with the assessment, or do you go to a doctor right away if you start to feel pain on your knee?
Well, I think it's important to know what it is as far as the diagnosis, to be able to say whether an insert in your shoe, for instance, will help you, or looking further up what's called the kinetic chain at your hip to see if hip strength might affect what it is. And so a good rule of thumb, I think, is if the pain has interfered with your activity for more than a week, you probably should have it looked at, and that certainly an evaluation of your feet and your hips is part of evaluating your knee.
Okay, so when we go to a doctor, what is the first thing you're going to do if our pain, I mean, if we know that we didn't have an acute injury, if we know we didn't do something, you know, where we, gosh, I don't even know, you know, ACL or something happened and we know that we did that. If it's not anything along those lines, what are you going to do? How do you figure out what's wrong with us?
Yeah, so if there's not an acute event like you described, if it's just hurting, we'd ordinarily start out with a physical exam trying to find the place that actually hurts. If I can find it with my finger and reproduce your pain, then that's very helpful to give you a cause of the pain. If that's not successful, then we'll use x-ray. If there is suspicion based on the exam or the x-ray, then sometimes we'll go to MRI. But MRI is really if we feel like it's a surgical problem that needs surgical treatment, not just to know exactly what it is.
So what do we do for just chronic knee pain, whether it's from overuse or you decide that it's, you know, from an alignment issue or whatever, if your knee just bothers you, maybe it's a little arthritis or something that's not a surgical, you know, situation, do you like bracing? If we're an athlete, do you like wrapping? Do you like ice or heat? Running shoes? Come on, give us the whole gambit, Dr. Gregory.
So for typical overuse injuries, I'd say it's pretty common to use anti-inflammatories over the counter, like ibuprofen or Aleve. Heat is always good before you do an activity to warm up the joint. Ice is much better after you're finished with the activity to treat inflammation. Bracing really depends on exactly what it is, but certainly if it's arthritis, a knee sleeve or an unloader brace might help. If it's tendonitis, a strap might help. And then I would say most common of all the things that we recommend for an overuse injury is physical therapy, where you work on range of motion, stretching muscles and tendons, strengthening muscles, And again, it may be for your knee that you're working on strengthening of your hip to make your knee feel better. And then finally is modification of the activity itself. So there's usually an offending activity. It doesn't matter if you're an elite athlete or you work in the garden. There's usually something you're doing too much of that we have to modify. It doesn't mean don't do activities. It may just mean we have to change it slightly.
Well, and with chronic overuse, you know, in this day and age with kids, and there's so much of that that we're seeing now because they're not cross-training. So as you say, the offending activity, you may have to modify it, change it up a little, do something else for a while, you know, so that you can keep active. What muscle groups do you particularly want people working on? Because people tend to always do quadricep. You know, they're doing their flexion exercises. They're doing their knee extensions, their leg extensions. They're doing their leg curl. What would you like us to be working on?
Well, I think in general for the knee, the quadricep is very important. If there are quadricep exercises that aggravate your knee pain, we would recommend not doing those exercises. And then things that we would recommend in addition to quadricep is hip and core strength. So really working on your hip abductors, your gluteal muscles, and then your abdominal and back muscles. So strengthening everything around it, so that you really keep the knee in a good position for the activity. And those exercises shouldn't hurt your knee. So again, if you just do the knee exercise and you're doing things that hurt your knee, you're probably aggravating the problem. And so you want to modify the exercises to do ones that don't hurt and then really work on your hip and core strength.
Okay, Dr. Gregory, you know, people are always telling me, I'm not going to do lunges, they're bad for my knee, and I do them as a back lunge, stepping back so the knee does not go forward, causing that shearing force over the toe, never going over the toe. Answer this question definitively. You said those other exercises should not be bad for the knee. Do we not do an exercise because it might be bad for the knee, or is pain the guide?
I really feel like pain is the guide, that if you have pain doing an exercise and you can't modify that exercise so that it doesn't hurt, then you probably shouldn't be doing that exercise.
But if it doesn't hurt you, then lunges, for an example, are a good exercise for the knee if they're done properly.
That's correct. If you have good technique and you don't have any pain, I think a lunge is a great exercise.
What about stretches for the knee? People do the quadricep stretch, pulling that foot up towards their gluteals and then, you know, stretching the knee out that way. And then I hear from people, oh, no, I'm not allowed to bend my knee that severely.
Yeah, so stretching, I think, is an important part of exercises for your knee. Ordinarily, we would recommend that you do those after activity, that you have a warm-up before activity, you do your activity, and then you stretch after while you're still warm and before you ice. Certainly the quadricep and then the hamstring is also very important, that crosses over the knee and the back. So you want to balance those out, making sure if the muscle is tight, that it's stretched. For some groups, you know, flexibility is not their issue. So dancers are a great example. They are flexible. They don't need to spend a lot of time stretching, but maybe they need to work more on strengthening. For others, like cyclists are a good example, usually their quadricep is in good condition. They need to work more on their hips. So it is slightly different for everybody, and a physician or a physical therapist can help direct you in which exercises are directed directly for you.
So you want to make sure, if you are very flexible, to work on stability of all the muscles surrounding the knee, including the core, and your gastrocs, the calf muscles, because those cross up the back of the knee too. And if you are a very strong-legged person, like a cyclist, make sure you work on that flexibility. If you have knee pain, you can wrap it if you need to, ibuprofen, you know, over-the-counter, anti-inflammatories, heat before you exercise, make sure it's good and warm, ice after, make sure to stretch after the knee is nice and warm. All of these can help keep a good, strong knee, because, boy, our knees sure do take us a long way. This is Melanie Cole, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine, right here on Radio MD. Stay well.